Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. I hope that you all are having a fabulous evening and is ready to get spooktified. If you have a scary story you would like to submit, email it to me at zachbabytv@gmail.com. Anything from cryptids to the paranormal to aliens and UFOs, of course. Now, sit back and relax. Toast up those beautiful buns of yours. And let's get spooky. As I made my way down the hiking trail, I growled. I was dispatched down this trail to investigate a cave. Apparently, some young couple veered off the hiking trail and found a cave to which the husband thought it would be a good idea to explore. And after waiting for several minutes, with the wife calling his name multiple times, the husband had never returned. The wife, concerned for her husband's safety, made her way to the nearest ranger station. And that brings me to now, walking down this trail both frustrated and tired. I made my way towards the cave that he apparently gone missing inside of. My pace was brisk, as I both wanted to get this over with fast, and I also was concerned for the man's safety. After a good 20 minutes of walking off the trail, I managed to finally find that cave that the woman was referring to. The entrance was situated on the face of a small hill, and had several jagged stones protruding out, all in varying sizes. I shined my light down inside the cave as I reached the entrance.
Bear Creek Park Service, can anybody hear me?
I yelled, my voice echoing down the cave. I began descending down into the cavern when I heard a man's voice.
Someone there?
A man's voice called out from deep inside the cavern. He sounded much calmer than I expected. I began rushing down the slope after I heard him, a dangerous stunt that didn't end well.
Yes, this is a ranger from the station. I'm here too.
Before I could finish talking, I lost my footing as I slipped and rolled before quickly plummeting down, hitting the bottom. I winced in pain as my plunge to the bottom of the cavern wasn't pleasant. I injured my right arm pretty badly. Since I had fallen onto it, I was able to move it, but the pain stopped me for the time being.
Hey, is someone there?
I heard the man's voice call out, this time sounding closer. I grabbed the flashlight that had fallen out of my hand as I fell and I picked it up, thankful that it hadn't broken. I began shining in the direction I heard the voice. A man lied down, injured. He looked up at the light and let out a sign of relief. My right arm was limp at my side. I rushed over to him. I sat beside him and quickly examined his injuries. He had suffered damage to both legs, but by the looks of it, nothing extreme. He had several small cuts around his torso that I quickly cleaned the surface of the wounds before applying a bandage to each of them.
Thanks, man.
The man said as he slumped his head back on the ground and looked up. Well, I am a park ranger, and I was sent here to rescue you before I seemed to have suffered the same fate as you did, I said as I stood up. I shined the flashlight around the area, more importantly, the slope which me and the man had fallen from. It seemed to have at least been 20 feet tall, and the slope was too steep to climb up. But thankfully, both me and the man's wounds weren't extreme, so we have a chance of finding a way out of here. I continued to shine the light around when I noticed a part of the cavern that split off into another direction. I looked down at the man who looked like he was fixated on something in the dark. Hey, the slope where we fell from is too steep to climb, but it looks like there is another way out. He quickly looked up at me and nodded. I wrapped the man's arm around my shoulder as I lifted him up to his feet. Can you walk? I asked the man.
Yeah, I think, he responded.
I nodded as I led the man through the cavern. As we moved through the cramped walls of the cavern, I could hear the uneasy breaths of the man behind me. Listen, I know you're feeling very uneasy. I am too, but we'll be able to make it out of here through this way, I said, ushering him behind me. The walls once again split it off, this time into a much more open area. We advanced into it as what seemed to be graffiti was getting more noticeable. That didn't make much sense, considering this cave isn't the most ideal place for people to come unless they're cavers. I shined my flashlight up upon the walls of the cavern as many different symbols and texts were written across. They didn't look like any language I knew, and seemed to just be made up of squiggles. The feeling of unease was getting worse as me and the man advanced more through the cavern, eventually getting to the point where the man was visibly distressed and hyperventilating.
I want to see my wife. I want to get the hell out of here.
I heard the man quietly whisper behind me. I know you want to, and I do too, but trust me, we are both going to make it out of here, I said, in an attempt to comfort the man. The cave had become less of a cavern, as the earth around it had started to become increasingly smoother. The writing on the walls were getting more and more apparent as we continued moving, some being written in deep crimson. The sensation of something else being there that wasn't me or the man was getting stronger. I felt like there was something close, and it didn't like our presence. It grew to the point where I had trouble moving forward. The feeling was overpowering, that is, until we heard something from behind us. It sounded like a low, raspy growl. The man broke down and started quietly sobbing as I turned to see a pair of white, bloodshot eyes staring back. I immediately shined my light towards it to see that there was nothing there. It was gone. My heart was beating to the point where it felt like I was going to explode, and the adrenaline rushing through me felt like I was going to pass out. I took the man who was still sobbing by the arm and rushed him through before we reached a large spot of the cavern. It was quiet, and suddenly we stopped. My body wouldn't move. I was scared, nervous, and I didn't know what to do, until the cavern lit up with the torches from around the wall. The man instantly looked up, as so did I. One by one, as the torches lit up, a voice spoke to us.
My, would you look at that? A couple of mice found their way into a trap.
It said in a low tone before letting out a low chuckle. The room, fully lit up, was covered in those same symbols and writings, more than any of the other parts.
It's been decades since last feeding, hasn't it?
The voice spoke to something sitting in the corner of the cavern. It stood up, its face being disfigured in many ways that weren't humanly possible. It hunched over and looked towards us. It was dressed in what seemed to be jagged cloth across its waist. Its upper body was uneven, with its left arm being much longer than its right. The man behind me seemed to reach his limit as he began sobbing and crying out of fear.
Why don't you indulge yourself in this delicacy? You deserve it.
The voice said before the creature let out a screech and began moving towards us at a quick pace. Behind where it was standing was a small hole, one in which couldn't possibly fit through. That's our escape! I took the man, who was still in hysterics, as I tried running around the creature. Its pace quickened. It lunged for us, to where I had to use my pistol that I always kept on me for emergencies. I took it off safely and shot the creature in the left eye. It exploded in deep crimson blood as it spewed from the bullet hole. It bellowed as it lost its balance before quickening its pace towards us, thankfully giving us enough time to just about reach that hole. I let the man go behind me as we fell to the floor and I attempted to crawl through. The man followed behind me before I heard his scream. I looked behind me, and to my horror, he was taken. The creature had taken him by the legs and forced him out.
Please, save me! I don't want to die! I want to see my kids, my wife, please!
He screamed as the creature held him above its mouth. The creature's mouth opened, for a long tongue had came and wrapped itself around the man before it dug its teeth directly into his torso. The man continued to let out blood-curdling screams as I wasted no time looking back and continued moving forward. Everything was happening so fast that my mind was unable to comprehend what had happened, and I moved swiftly through the only goal in mind, to get out of this godforsaken place. I crawled up a slope leading to the outside world, indicated by the natural light started to pour in. My uniform scratched and ripped against the jagged stones as well as my skin. Once I had finally crawled out of that hole, my body was covered in deep cuts and my uniform was ripped as well as stained with blood. I once again took no time before running through the forest and onto the path where I'd stumbled my way over to the ranger station. My mind was going blank as I began to feel tired. My pace became slower as I was just about reaching the station. A woman who was leaving the station noticed me and quickly rushed to my aid. I don't remember much afterwards. I only remember being treated at the closest clinic to the area and giving my story to the police, who had also been notified due to me and the man's disappearances. They were skeptical of my story, so they planned on exploring the cave where the man went missing. I protested against the idea heavily and begged for them to close up that cave as soon as possible and drop the case. That only raised their suspicions, but after a while they agreed to send people to close up that cave, but they would be investigating the surrounding area. I agreed, and from that day forward I could rest easy knowing that nobody else would have to suffer the fate as that man had faced. Needless to say, my superiors allowed a break from my job to recover from what had happened. I still think about it to this day, what that creature was, and what all that text meant, but I know one thing for sure. Whatever was in that cave was never to be released. And I'll make sure that, for as long as I'm here. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the horror story tonight. Like I said before, if you have a scary story you would like me to narrate, email it to me at zackbabytv@gmail.com. Now, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe if you haven't already. And spread me like butter.